Having left Lestrade at his rooms, we drove to our hotel, where we found lunch upon the table. Holmes was silent and buried in thought, with a pained expression upon his face, as one who finds himself in a perplexing position. "Look here, Watson," he said, when the cloth was cleared. "Just sit down in this chair and let me preach to you for a little. Don't know quite what to do, and I should value your advice. Light a cigar and let me expound."
"Pray do so."
"Well, now, in considering this case, there are two points about young McCarthy's narrative which struck us both instantly, although they impressed me in his favour and you against him. One was the fact that his father should, according to his account, cry, 'Cooey,' before seeing him. The other was his singular dying reference to a rat. He mumbled several words, you understand, but that was all that caught the son's ear. Now, from this double point, our research must commence, and we will begin it by presuming that what the lad says is absolutely true.